This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney, and we're gazing out into space to explore the secrets of the universe on this week's Naked Scientists. And in a few moments, we'll be finding out how technology that was designed for looking inside your body can actually help us to look out into space and to see further and deeper than we've ever seen before. We'll also be finding out how researchers have discovered a new type of galaxy, a primordial cloud of gas left over from the Big Bang, and hear what it's teaching them.
But first, as it's the International Year of Astronomy, we sent Meera Senthilingam out to discover what's going on to celebrate this important anniversary and how we can all get involved.
This week, I'm at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich for the UK launch of the International Year of Astronomy. Now, there's loads going on here tonight, including telescope viewings, models of early telescopes, and planetarium shows. And yet, amidst all these events, I've managed to track down Steve Owens, who's the UK coordinator for the International Year of Astronomy. So, Steve, what are your aims with celebrating astronomy this year?
We're looking to use the International Year of Astronomy as an opportunity to inspire people, to make them enthusiastic about astronomy, to find out things they haven't found out before, to go outside at night and look up at the sky. And that will hopefully have the effect of increasing the number of scientists we have in the UK and helping the UK develop its science-based economy.
So to actually get people excited about astronomy this year, what have you got planned?
There are lots and lots of events happening around the country. The best place to find out what's happening in your area is our website, www.astronomy2009.co.uk. We have 2,000 events already on our calendar, and we're getting hundreds more in every week. So local astronomy societies are planning events, university astronomy departments are running open days, people who run observatories are opening them to the public. We have online activities, for example, Cosmic Diary, where astronomers are blogging their lives, their daily activities. So there are literally thousands of events happening.
Are there particularly big or main events that are happening, say, at key moments during the year?
We're focusing a lot of our activities on what we're calling Spring Moon Watch and Autumn Moon Watch. If you like, they're the National Astronomy Weeks for this year. They're running from the 28th of March to the 5th of April and the 24th of October to the 1st of November. And those are opportunities really to get everyone in the country out looking at the sky. Of course, there are other big dates, big anniversaries. For example, Thomas Harriot, who was the British Galileo, he beat Galileo to it in 1609 on July the 26th. He observed the moon through a telescope for the first time. No one had ever done it before. Galileo did it a few months later, but Galileo was a good self-publicist. He told people about it, became famous. Thomas Harriot didn't tell anybody, and therefore he's not consequently very famous. But we are celebrating his life and his achievements in the very place he observed, exactly 400 years to the day after he made the observation.
OK, so I'm now here with President of the Royal Society, Professor Lord Martin Rees. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
In the 400 years since Galileo first made his observations, what do you think the main discoveries in the field of astronomy have been?
Galileo was the first person to use an instrument to enhance what you could see with the unaided eye, and astronomy has always been at the forefront of technology ever since that time. Here at the Royal Observatory, precision instruments were made to determine longitude and measure time, and now, of course, our knowledge of the universe is enhanced by very sensitive ways of detecting faint light and large telescopes on the ground and in space. So it's always been technology that's driven science. And, of course, the science feeds back into astronomy. And through those developments, we have come to realise the scale of the universe and the very wide range of objects in it, galaxies, stars and planets.
And what would you say the main questions that remain unanswered today are?
Well, we're still just beginning, of course, but I would say that we would like to understand how our universe evolved from simple beginnings about 14 billion years ago into the complex cosmos we see around us and are part of galaxies, stars, atoms, and, of course, on at least one planet, a complex biosphere where we've evolved. Another thing we'd like to do, I think, is to understand the planets around other stars, which have been discovered just in the last 10 years. And I think in the coming decades, we will realise that each star we see in the sky is the centre of a retinue of planets, which are just as interesting as the planets that we are used to in our solar system. And we may know whether there's life on some of them.
What field of astronomy are you particularly focusing on at the moment?
Well, I'm interested in understanding how the first stars and galaxies formed and how long after the Big Bang that happened. I'm also interested in rather more speculative questions about how big the universe is. That might sound a strange question, but the part of the universe which we see with our telescopes, which extends about 10 billion light years away, may be just a tiny fragment of physical reality. And we'd like to know how much more there is beyond what we can directly observe.
Now, as I mentioned, there's a whole host of activities going on tonight, one of which is a planetarium show showing people what to look out for in the night sky this year. So I'm now in the planetarium with Darren Baskell, one of the astronomers here at the Royal Observatory. So Darren, what are the things people should be looking out for this year in the night sky?
Oh, the moon is always a beautiful sight and it's a wonderful object to look at through even binoculars. And then there's the planets Jupiter and Saturn that will both be visible throughout most of the year. And the rings of Saturn you can see through even a small telescope. And if you've got really good eyesight, you can actually see the rings of Saturn through binoculars. Jupiter also has over 60 moons, but four of those moons are so big and so bright, we can easily see those moons in binoculars.
Well, the sky is a pretty big thing, so which direction should people be looking in to see these planets?
Well, the planets are very bright in the night sky. So in the summer, if you look towards the south, it's about 9, 10 o'clock in the evening, Jupiter will be the brightest object in that direction.
Are there any other highlights as well as planets that people can look out for this year?
Yes, well, early on, when as we begin the International Year of Astronomy, the winter months are dominated by the constellation of Orion. So look south in the evening sky throughout the winter, a bright red star, red giant star called Betelgeuse, and there's a bluer star called Rigel at the bottom of Orion. So if you look for two stars quite close to each other, they're separated by your hand span at arm's length. One bright red star and a bright blue star, and you probably found the constellation of Orion.
So if you want to get starstruck, go outside, stick your hand in the air, look for the stars of Orion or maybe even some planets. There's more information about what you can do to celebrate the International Year of Astronomy if you visit www.iya2009.org. And that was Darren Baskill from the Royal Observatory talking to Mira. Before that, we heard from astronomer Royal, Martin Rees, about the big questions that are facing astronomy today. And we also heard from International Year of Astronomy coordinator Steve Owens on the various celebrations taking place over the course of this year.